The commissioners voted 3-1 to require Sugarman and her investigations unit to first seek the permission of the board before issuing any subpoenas in the course of her probes of potential campaign law violations by candidates for office. Recipients of any subpoenas approved by the board would be granted an appeals process to try to quash the subpoenas. Sugarman accused the commissioners of meddling in her investigations solely for political purposes.
By your vote today, you will send a message loud and clear. Vote yes, and you vote for interference in the work of the Division of Election Law Enforcement, for partisan politics.
Sugarman's job was created as part of a reform package. It was agreed to by Governor Cuomo in the legislature after Cuomo shuttered the Moreland Act Commission on Corruption back in 2014. Sugarman, who previously worked for Cuomo, conducted probes into campaign accounts of Republicans in the state Senate, as well as a group of former breakaway Democrats in the Senate known as the Independent Democratic Conference. Sugarman recently ordered the IDC to return $1.4 million in campaign contributions. That ruling could hamper the senator's reelection efforts. The state's Attorney General Barbara Underwood condemned the election commissioner's vote, saying in a statement that gutting the Enforcement Council's authority and independence will only serve to encourage more corruption in New York. While the board was deliberating, Cuomo urged it to reconsider, saying the changes are unnecessary and could harm the operations and the independence of the Enforcement Council's office. Only Cuomo's direct appointee on the board, Andy Spano, voted against the changes. He said it was inappropriate to make them during the midst of a heated campaign season.
I have a problem with the way tomorrow's newspapers are going to play this.
The three commissioners who voted in favor of the changes say Sugarman is secretive and she selectively picks probes that attract the most media attention. Commissioner Douglas Kellner, a Democrat, shaking his finger for emphasis, says the process is completely broken.
This effort to make out like the Enforcement Council is a victim of the commissioner's intrusion is completely oblivious to the statutory language.
Commissioner Gregory Peterson, a Republican, says the checks and balances that are supposed to be part of the new system have gone awry.
We do not have a star chamber proceeding. We do not have things being decided or should not have things being decided behind closed doors.
The commissioners accuse Sugarman of neglecting other aspects of her job, like going after campaign committees that fail to file timely reports with the Board of Elections. Commissioner Kellner says 2,074 committees did not file the correct papers for the January 2018 filings.
The Chief Enforcement Counsel has not taken formal action against a single one of those 2,074 non-filers.
Susan Lerner, with the government reform group Common Cause, says the commissioners have a legitimate point that the chief enforcement officer has not done enough to go after the non-filers, but she says it's a separate issue from limiting Sugarman's investigative procedures.
The kind of detail that this newly adopted rule requires is an invitation for partisan gamesmanship.
Lerner says the larger problem with the Board of Elections is in its makeup. The major political parties each choose two commissioners. She says other states have taken the partisanship out of their elections boards, and they've avoided some of New York's problems. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.